I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the field to the court to the rink, get your sports on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, time for Radio.com NFL Insider Armando Salguero Insider Calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Armando, Gino, and I have been talking about the Dolphins since prior to the Week 17 loss in Buffalo, wondering what's going on with how the team has been constructed and how they look. I mean, a 10-win team, you would think, deserves that shot to be in the postseason, but we also kind of looked at how those wins were accumulating. A lot of it felt fraudulent. And then there's the handling of Tua, which I know you wrote a piece about today in the Miami Herald. First of all, Armando, welcome back into the sports bar. It's always a pleasure to have you on with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you. I feel like I'm really there because we're having a cold snap here in South Florida. It was 68 today, I looked at some sweaters.
See, Armando, look, the weather is always going to be nicer in South Florida than it is in Western New York. But I will say this about Western New York for middle of January. I have aunts and I have relatives who actually live in Madrid, Spain, and they were sending me pictures. Yesterday was my birthday, sending me pictures of the amount of snow that they got in Madrid. More snow in Madrid this season than what we've gotten so far here in Rochester in Western New York. So I was like, I don't feel so bad about where I live anymore. This isn't too bad at all.
Oh, no. You guys got it all over South Florida June, July.
Yeah.
There you go. Armando.
Of hurricane.
Armando, before we get into the Tua conversations and where things might be headed, what happened week 17? I mean, the Dolphins to show up or not show up the way they did. What happened there?
Josh Allen showed up. And I think the folks in Buffalo and Rochester and Western New York have gotten very comfortable with the idea that he's not just a good quarterback. He is, on the precipice of elite. And I'm talking elite as in every year, no matter what's around him, that team is going to be really, really Super Bowl competitive. And if he plays well, which he did, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that you have the most expensive cornerback duo in the NFL. It doesn't matter that you've won, 10 games in an improbable fashion the second year of the rebuild. It doesn't matter if there is no Buffalo Bills fans in the stands, the chances of you getting blown out are pretty good. And that's exactly what happened to the Miami Dolphins. They ran into a buzzsaw, and honestly, it was a bad look. Brian Flores is 0-4 against the Buffalo Bills in his 2 years.
Armando, I want to talk about the handling of Tua through the course of the season. I remember having you on earlier on in the season and wondering, if Tua's the future, of this organization, then why did they bring in Chan Gailey with Ryan Fitzpatrick? Because those two are married, and eventually Chan Gailey is going to be gone. Now, this is where I start to wonder if there's a level of dysfunction within the Miami organization, because one day you have Brian Flores saying he expects all of his coordinators back in 2021. The exact next day, Gailey is gone. He steps down as the offensive coordinator, and here we go. Tua is going to have to learn a new system under a new offensive coordinator in 2021. Walk us through the management mismanagement of Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, we all kind of scratched our head at the way it was communicated. I know Fitz had issue with the way it was communicated in the middle of the season. And then down the stretch, you know, when we talk about whether or not, you know, our eyes told us that that team played differently when Fitz was behind center. And you talked, or you have some sources or some players have been speaking about just that, that they haven't really seen it out of Tua just yet.
Well, your eyes weren't lying. Your eyes were absolutely correct. It wasn't that it looked different. It was that it was different. Chan Gailey, who was the 68-year-old offensive coordinator 3 years out of retirement, called it differently for Ryan Fitzpatrick as opposed to Tua Tagovailoa. The Dolphins' offense with Ryan Fitzpatrick looked like an NFL offense in that it actually tried to, you know, stretch the field at times. It actually, you know, tried to attack a little bit. With Tua, it felt as if Chan was protecting him. It was a lot of checkdowns. It was a lot of one read. You know, get rid of the ball quickly so that he doesn't get hit. The problem with that is you get games like you got at Buffalo, like you got against the Denver Broncos 6 weeks before that, like you got against the Las Vegas Raiders before that. Two other games in which Tua was benched in the fourth quarter for Ryan Fitzpatrick. So it was just not happening with Tua in at quarterback for the offense. It looked like they were playing with one hand tied behind their back, because they were. And it suggested that Chan didn't trust Tua, and it suggested that he preferred Ryan. And so now Chan is gone. They're going to be hiring their third offensive coordinator in 3 years. They're interviewing this week. And, you know, Tua is a guy that you can't hide from players. You can't hide the truth from players. And so I spoke to three of them, and they saw what everybody saw. And they're concerned that, you know, how are we, one of them told me, how are we going to compete with Mahomes, Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson in the AFC? I'm not even talking about Aaron Rodgers and you know, Russell Wilson and some other guys. But in the AFC, how are they going to compete with those guys, you know, with a guy that in his rookie year didn't look the part?
Well, when we look at Josh Allen's rookie year, I mean, they go to Green Bay, they get shut out. There were some flashes, though. Some plays that make you think, okay, there's enough to build around. Armando, did Tua show you any flashes?
No. And so I'm glad you brought up the Josh Allen rookie year, because that's what Dolphins fans refer to a lot when they talk about Tua. And actually, in, you know, going after me and challenging me, they say, well, what did you write about Josh Allen in his rookie year? Well, what I wrote is, you know, I tweeted it last week while Josh Allen was blowing up, you know, who was it that they beat? They beat somebody, whoever they beat.
Colts. Yeah.
I forgot. It's like their string of future victims. Mm-hmm. They joined it. There was a game where he came down here to Miami as a rookie, and he was a Charles Clay drop,
yep,
of a touchdown on the last play of the game, in which he threw the ball 55 yards across his body under pressure outside the pocket away from upsetting the Dolphins. And you could tell in that game, in that fourth quarter, when he brought them back with, I think, you know, two or three touchdowns, my God, these people have something there, because he's electric. And I know he, at the time, is not accurate. And I know that at the time, he, you know, the reads are not all there. He's not a complete guy, but he's an incomplete 6'5", 230-pound guy with a howitzer for an arm, and he runs like a deer. That's a great way to build on something, and he has. And Brian Daboll has had a big part of that, and obviously Josh Allen has had a big part of that. But I don't see that in Tua. Tua is 6 foot. He looks smallish. His arm is okay. Not electric. Not amazing. He's not necessarily a fast guy. He's not necessarily a great athlete. He gets the job done when he has talent around him, as he did at Alabama. But the problem is that, unlike at Alabama, where he had five wide receivers who eventually are first-round draft picks, he doesn't have that in the NFL, and he doesn't have an offensive line with two or three first-round draft picks, and it's just not the same.
Armando, I want to get to the postseason and talk about some of the matchups from this weekend, but this is such a fascinating story to kind of peel back the layers of what's going on within the organization. I mean, given the actions of Brian Flores through the course of the year, and you referenced it, you know, benching Tua in a game to bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick to act as essentially the closer for a game against Denver, against the Raiders. Does Brian Flores believe that Tua is his guy? Did Brian Flores actually want to draft Tua number 5 overall, or was that a decision that was made, despite his beliefs by the GM and you know, partially by the owner's desire?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have the answer for you as far as the draft is concerned, but here's the answer to the other part of the question, which is the in-game decisions and the decisions made through the season. They say all the right things, and I ignore it all because I pay attention to what they do. Mm-hmm. What they do actually tells you what they think. And what they think is, and what they do is, well, Chan Gailey, the offensive coordinator, pared down the offense for Tua, so obviously doesn't trust him as much as he does Ryan Fitzpatrick. What they do is, in the fourth quarter of a couple of games where they were trailing and needed, you know, a breakneck comeback, they benched Tua and went to Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's what they did. I didn't do that. They did that. And so what are they telling you? That at that moment, we trust Fitzpatrick more than Tua. We believe in him to be able to bring us back more than, you know, the guy we drafted number 5 overall.
Armando Salguero, Radio.com Insider. One more on this before we get to the playoffs, because Armando, I'm sure on your timeline, you get people asking you about these rumors in regards to Deshaun Watson. Now, we know Watson is unhappy. We know Mortensen actually mentioned Dolphins in one of his reports. Is there any way this would happen? The Dolphins do have the draft capital.
Yeah, they do have the draft capital, and it's interesting that they are being the only team that's being mentioned in this whole scenario, because, by the way, the Jets have draft capital. How come they're not mentioned? Mm-hmm. It's weird. And the Jets have actually a higher draft pick this year than the Dolphins. Is it possible? Yeah, of course, it's possible. Deshaun Watson might decide he's going to play hardball, and he will never play for the Houston Texans again. And if you don't trade me, I'll never show up, and I'm going to just blow the place up. Deshaun Watson's not that kind of guy, or hasn't been throughout, you know, his career at Clemson and with the Texans. That guy is salt of the earth, a great person, a great leader, truly the guy that you want as the face of the franchise. And, oh, by the way, he's really good. So why would the Houston Texans take that guy, really good, and trade him for someone that brings uncertainty, or a draft pick that brings uncertainty? Now, if you're telling me the Jacksonville Jaguars want to, you know, trade for Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence is in the mix, then we have a different dynamic. But I'm not sure that's where they're at. I'm pretty sure that the general manager's first move as the new general manager is not to want to trade the franchise quarterback.
Armando, lots of action this weekend. I want to get your thoughts on how you're leaning for each of the games. Can we start with Buffalo and Baltimore? We saw what both teams did last weekend. I think that everybody in Buffalo right now kind of on the fence as far as which direction they're leaning, which I don't quite understand, because as hot as the Ravens have been down the stretch and as physical a team as they are, Buffalo has been better throughout the course of the last 6-7 games.
True. But no one really wanted to play the Ravens. That's not the matchup. And, you know, the Ravens match up better against the Bills than what Pittsburgh would have if Pittsburgh had not gotten, you know, its doors blown off. So that game is going to be, you know, a rough and tumble affair. And my question is, are the Buffalo Bills on defense going to be able to match up physically with the Baltimore Ravens offense? Because that offense doesn't just bring toughness and a grinded out attitude. They throw speed in there as well, and it's dangerous. And it's a headache for a lot of people, obviously. I think that the Bills are going to get their points and score a good number of them on the Ravens defense. I think the Ravens secondary is good, but not that good. And I think that the protection should hold up well enough for Josh Allen. And I think that he's going to have to do a lot of off-schedule playmaking as well, and as he has shown he's capable of doing. So, I mean, it's a great matchup. It's just an amazing matchup. Maybe the best one of the weekend.
Yeah. The other games here, Armando, quick thought on Kansas City and Cleveland. Cleveland's been a fun ride, but Kansas City's had a few weeks to prepare for this now.
Goodbye, Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Nice knowing you. You know, you nice story, but Andy Reid, you give them 2 weeks to prepare. They might come out in a single wing tee or something and do some crazy stuff. It's going to be... Goodbye, Cleveland. See ya.
And Armando, what about the NFC? What do you see the NFC Championship looking like next weekend?
Yeah, so everybody's picking Green Bay, right? Green Bay is the team du jour. You didn't know I was French, did you? and I'm right there with them. Aaron Rodgers has it working. The defense is good. The Smith guys, Preston and Zadarius, those were great free agency gets last year, and they're paying, you know, major dividends. Everyone says you can't build through free agency, and that's true, but you can get a whole lot better through free agency and trades. I think the Bills know that. Mm-hmm. They traded for Stephon Diggs.
Great, Armando Salguero. Armando, really appreciate your time today, and we'll be reading that piece on the Miami Herald for folks who haven't checked that out. It's up today. Armando, thanks so much for your time today.
Gentlemen, it's always my pleasure.
You got it. Armando Salguero, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, joining us here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Insider Calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us make us better bettors through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Isn't it fascinating how he's absolutely right? Keep that in mind. Don't listen to what people say. View their actions.
That's right.
That's true in any business.
We've been saying it all season long. Like, I'm glad Armando could verify it and you know, validate us here, because you could say all you want that Tua's our guy. We're invested in Tua. He's our starting quarterback. Yet, when you really need to make the plays, he wasn't the guy.
You're out of
right.
there, kid.
Okay, so, you know, nobody's going to say that they don't want the kid to succeed. But I don't know, man. You get the sense, and you may never know if Brian Flores really wanted to take him number 5 overall or not, but somewhere there's a disconnect. And maybe Chan Gailey is that disconnect, and he's gone. And if he's gone, you would assume Ryan Fitzpatrick is also going to go. And with the new offensive coordinator, it'll be Tua second in 2 years. Flores is third in 3 years. Will they be able to get more out of Tua? Can you get more out of Tua? I mean, you know, listen, Armando described him physically, and it's like, yeah, maybe Gailey knew what he was doing, because exposing this kid is going to cost us. We're going to lose the football, turn it over more, and lose football games. We can't stretch the field. We don't have that kind of weaponry, and he doesn't have that kind of skill set. Watch that unfold. I'm not sold. I'm not sold on what they're doing in Miami.
Yeah, and if you jumped in late, and Armando is not humoring us when he's talking about Josh Allen, saying that he's on the road to elite status in this league.
Hey, look, you know, for anybody that's upset that he's not the MVP this year, that he won't be the MVP this year, my thing is, do it again next year and watch what happens. Because if he has the kind of season again next year like he did this year, oh, he'll be the MVP of the league. He's carried this team, much as Aaron Rodgers has done in Green Bay, as much as you've seen Mahomes do. The numbers will be there. If he continues on this path, he will be elite. He will be considered elite next season. If he's not already considered elite, he's borderline elite right now. You heard Armando say it.
Yeah. Yeah. So elite is above franchise?
I think it goes without saying. He's the franchise. He is the guy. All right, let's get to I'll Drink to That next. In the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, some takes on tap.
NHL tonight. Are you fired up, buddy?
I am, actually.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, so I'm going to check this out tonight. It starts at 5:30. Time for us to kind of discuss something. It's going to be a little different here, as everything is this year, in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, what we're building up to. I've got thoughts on this and why other leagues, I can't believe I'm going to give the NHL credit, should actually adopt what the NHL is doing here. Thoughts on that? And actually, I have an Amerks take, something that is a really big oversight with the Amerks. I will explain.
All right. I'm going to put you at ease if you're somebody who thought that Urban Meyer is going to work in Jacksonville. I'll explain. I'll Drink to That is on the way next. Takes on Tap, and you're always welcome to join us in the sports bar on the ESPN Rochester Wingman line at 454-ESPN, AM 950 and 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.